This is a podcast from Rover.
The Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast.
Mate, yeah. I've seen some there's quite a few like murky docos on those streaming sites, whether it be Netflix or Neon or whatever. I always lose track of which is on which. But there's a few of those where investors or owners of coins have all of a sudden died. And did they die? And people have lost all their money. You're like, well, is this guy's, some of his account, you know, accounts, money been funneled somewhere, who knows?
Exactly. A lot have gone missing as well, Bryce, like Mel's.
Yeah. Well, did they? Yeah.
Yes.
Did Mel's investments go bad for him? We talked about these, the bad guys were after him, Yuri.
Yuri, the Russian mafia. I mean, there's it's all possible, Mel. It's all a big possibility. Yeah. Your single biggest loss of money, though, because, Bryce, you've lost some money in crypto, and a lot of you have. Ben, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, look, very good, Ben. What about your house here? What's going on?
Yeah, so I bought a house. It was about 2012 to 2014 for 50 grand. A deal come up on Trade Me, couldn't resist it. Against my lawyer's advice of the erosion issue, I bought it. About a year later, talking to neighbours, and I could see the land of my house just slowly seeping away every time I visited it.
With erosion?
Yeah, with erosion. So the sea was just coming out, pulling the land away, and it was coming closer and closer to the house. I tried to put some rocks there and all that. It just wasn't working. And I ended up panic selling this house because obviously I didn't want the problem. I only got 10 grand for it. I popped it on Trade Me, just couldn't get anything. This one guy come along, he's like, I'll buy it. I said, mate, sweet. Met in a car park, he gave me 10 grand cash. I obviously declared it all properly and went to the lawyers and that, and we did it properly. But like a year later, I was driving down that way. I decided to check on the old property, and I drove down and it wasn't there. It was gone. All you could see was about half the land. The house was gone. And the neighbours behind me, obviously, now they were the beachfront property in Mokau.
Wow.
I laugh about it now, but man, at the time, like, I don't know if you can imagine your house just slowly going towards the sea. It was pretty stressful. No,
well, I can't imagine it with a house, but I certainly can, Roger, myself, we can picture it. The same things happened with our hair.
just what
used to be the beachfront property is now, you know, is now my forehead.
Things are falling into the ocean.
Yeah.
Getting swept away.
Trying to put some rocks in there.
Yeah.
When you say your lawyer said no, was that because due diligence or whatever had said, mate, it's poked or?
Yeah, due diligence. It came up on the limb. It was basically it had an erosion issue there and that the council they didn't want anything to do with it. So they, if your house fell in, the council wanted nothing to do with it.
Who was the bloke who gave you 10k cash, and where did he? What money was he washing? Where did that come from?
Because he must have known as well.
Surely.
He knew. Well, he knew, and obviously he signed the lawyer's documents because I said to him, I want to do it properly because obviously I wanted the title to change, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I talked to the neighbour, like, when I visited when there was nothing there, and he was all good. He wasn't in the house at the time, so that was good, but I didn't ask too many questions.
he just signed it over.
Signed and ran.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it was just... I laugh now, but man, it was so stressful at the time. And I was so, you know, I was so young, so I didn't know what to do. Ignored a lawyer, you know, never do that, eh? Just always.
Don't ignore a lawyer. Also,
don't ignore a lawyer.
With property, I would suggest, I'm no expert, but I would suggest, Roger, you can back me up. You're a mogul, property mogul, Ben. Roger's here. But if something looks too good to be true, it probably most often. Too good to be true.
You know what got me on the Trade Me ad, though, was it come fully furnished and it had two kayaks with it. So, I mean, I couldn't finish it.
What a great ender. Yes, boy. Yeah. Yes, Ben.
Yeah.
And the irony is you could sit in your kayaks and watch it sink.
You joke about the kayak sinking, but I actually lost one on the west coast because of the waves.
You had to
swim back to shore, mate. So I only
get
one.
You are a star.
You're a legend, mate.
Ring us again, Ben.
Good on you, Ben. Have a great day, bro.
Amazing.
Yep, you too. Thanks, mate.
That was the Morning Rumble Catch-Up Podcast. Catch them weekday mornings from 6.